Hello and welcome to our regular series of podcasts produced by the International Monetary Fund in Washington, D.C. I'm Hyun-Sun Kang. Earlier this week, the IMF, which is charged with overseeing the stability of the global economy, came up with its regular assessment of the economic outlook for sub-Saharan Africa. Their verdict was bright, with predictions that the region could expect to see growth rates of between 5 to 5.5%. But what's the outlook for individual countries, countries such as, say, Liberia, which was one of the first African nations ever to join the IMF? I spoke to the fund's lead economist for Liberia, Christopher Lane. He told me that while this West African country is recovering from the global slump, there's still much to be done.
Well, I think in common with other African economies, Liberia is now coming out of the trough that it went into during the global financial recession. So we see growth picking up. We think in the range of 5 to 6%. We see job creation and we see new foreign investment. Economic confidence is coming back. And a good way to show that is by the amounts of foreign investment. That's investment in iron ore and in palm oil production. What we don't see quite so much is the domestic confidence coming back. And that's due to a number of problems. One is, for example, it's very difficult to get credit from the domestic banking system. So those are the kind of issues that when I've just come back from Liberia, those are the kind of issues we were talking to the authorities about. How can we get growth going outside of where these foreign investors are?
Liberia's got a large and growing young population. If you're an ordinary young Liberian, are your chances of getting a job any better now than they were, say, 3 years ago?
Well, it's true that there's a very serious problem with formal sector jobs. There are very few formal sector jobs outside of government and a few large enterprises. That said, new jobs are being created, but nowhere near as rapidly as new people are entering the labour market. I think for young people who have a good education, who have a university degree, or have some particular skill, the opportunities now are increasingly good. But, of course, many Liberians missed out on education during the Civil War or have not been able to get a good quality education.
Obviously, education is one factor which dictates how likely a young person is to get a job. But surely there is a need to create unskilled jobs for those people who don't have the qualifications at this point. Is Liberia any closer to creating those types of jobs for more mass of young population?
Absolutely, that's a very good point. And you have to ask yourself, well, what needs to happen to create jobs, especially in agriculture? Because outside of the cities, Liberia is an agricultural economy. There are quite a few things that still need to be done. Infrastructure is one. Without roads, power and water, the rate of improvement of agriculture will be pretty slow. Many parts of the country are cut off completely in the rainy season, and so producing for more than your own consumption doesn't really make much sense. Land tenure is a big issue. For people to produce and invest, they need strong property rights. The government and the authorities are working on this, but it's a very complicated and difficult area to solve. And perhaps the most important thing is continued peace and stability, which obviously the United Nations military and police are still there and helping, but that remains a very important thing going forward.
The IMF and Liberia have a very long-standing and deep relationship, not least because Liberia had possibly one of the largest programs with the IMF up to recently. Could you give me the background to that, please?
Sure. Liberia is one of the first countries in Africa to join the IMF in the early 1960s, I think. We had a number of programs in the 1970s and early 80s, and we were lending money to the government. However, once the domestic situation deteriorated, Liberia did not repay any of the debts that it, from 1985, in fact, it did not really repay any of its debts. If we look then at the amounts that accumulated, it amounted to over $800 million by 2005, at which point, with the election of President Johnson Sirleaf, we re-established effective working relations and discuss ways in which this overhang of debt could be dealt with. It was clear that there's no way that an economy of Liberia's size could have paid its external debts. And so we agreed a program of actions that would strengthen financial management, that would address governance issues, corruption issues. And in exchange for that, once those actions were, or those requirements were met, Liberia would receive comprehensive debt relief from all of its creditors. So that actually has dominated our relations with Liberia since 2005.
So this debt relief, how much did it amount to, and where are we with that debt relief? Is it completely written off now?
We are, I would say, on the last step of a very long flight of stairs. So something like 96%, that's just short of all of the debt, has been written off, amounting to about $4.6 billion.
You've been mission chief for Liberia for 2 years. You recently returned from Liberia. What changes have you seen when you now visit Liberia? What's the sort of feeling that you get as you walk down the street? Is it any more confident? Is it more bustling? Has the tenor of the place changed since you've become mission chief, or in your dealings with the country?
Maybe I should divide the answer into two parts. In Monrovia, in the capital, there is far more traffic than there used to be 2 years ago. Just more recently, some of the roads are now being repaired. When you go out of Monrovia, what is noticeable is that there are a lot more trucks on the road. Some of these are owned by foreign companies, but I think that's a sign of new investment, both in agriculture and in the iron ore sector. And that's encouraging to see lorries that are bringing pieces of machinery or equipment to new sites, which will create new jobs. And to be honest, I didn't see very much of that 2 years ago.
So are you optimistic about the future of Liberia?
I am optimistic, but there's still a huge amount to be done. I can empathize with people who say, not much has changed for me. And my great hope is that the pace of change will begin now to be much more noticeable and much more marked in the months and years to come.